Then we had another little cinema further down the road. Let's see, I think it's called Scholars Housing, or and that's not the right name, really. What is there now? Used to be a cinema, privately owned. I think the man's name was Mr. Pink. He died not so many years ago. That was privately owned, and now you could get into that for sixpence. Half price, threepence. Marvellous! I remember there'd been a couple of very, well, of course, it would be amusing, was it Peter Sellers' films on at the Victoria down in the Market Square. And then those two came up to the, trying to remember its name.
The Kinema?
The Kinema, yes. Affectionately known as the Flea House or the Blood Tub, because it was a bit doubtful like that. But anyway, I said to my mother, it's on at the Kinema. And I said, you can, why not invite Mrs. Denson, and I will wheel you down, because I've just seen the films down there. But I said, you'll so enjoy it. So I took her in her wheelchair down to the Kinema, where she was always greeted with a kiss and was all terribly affectionate. And, you know, as I say, in the days when everybody knew everybody else's name and where they lived, and the, I can't remember her name now, but she had golden hair and blue eyes. No, can't remember her name. Never mind. She sold tickets. And she was all of a glow, and she was saying, he's here. He bought his ticket from me. Oh, it was, and I said, well, who is he? Finally, she managed to say, she really was bubbling with it. It was Prince Charles. And he had bought his ticket from her. Oh, marvellous. Anyway, my mother was, she didn't see properly because she was always put in the back row. The seats there were, first of all, closer to the door of coming in, and a shade more comfortable. Well, one or two quite broken seats. It was that sort of cinema. Oh, dear. Yeah. Even by those standards, it was somewhat run down, but as I say, you could get in for threepence.